Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is the John Richardson Show
with John Richardson.
Welcome to They're In Your Flesh. It's the John Richardson and Kerry Godliman podcast. Won't be called that. Will just picks three things that we talked about.
Every week
we do a big thing where we name the podcast and then it just comes up. What do you say? He blames the algorithm, don't you?
It is the algorithm, but I do always put AKA and AKA. Like in the description. So like it is there. It's not
wasting my time. People don't see it, mate. People ain't clicking on the full thing.
They are. It's right there.
They're just seeing the top line.
Look.
Okay. Look. Yeah, but okay. Then. Yeah. All right.
Mm. All right,
mate. Sorry. All right.
Trust him. He's a power crazed chimp. Trust him.
But I like spinach. The good stuff.
It's the pause that's so unsettling.
But it was never meant as an... People have responded to that now as if it was an audio book that I put out. It's a video. I don't even know I'm talking. I'm watching a hamster enjoy spinach. It's the simple, wholesome joy of a good man nourishing the world.
It has grown to be bigger than what it set out to be, hasn't it?
It's going to be what I'm remembered for. I've strived. I make documentaries. I renovate pubs. I do charity work. And I will be remembered
for the
feeding
pause
a hamster
between speaking and
not
and
knowing
not speaking.
That there was a frigging carrot in a shoebox. That's my legacy.
Yeah.
Spinach and carrots. People think I was a farmer. This is anyway.
You like that, don't you?
Welcome to the show. Perhaps you're listening to this bit thinking that John's been got at today. I will say, if you didn't hear the show live, I was horrible today, wasn't I? Really
you
mean.
You were on top form, I'll say that.
I was really, really unpleasant. And Kerry was kind enough to speculate that perhaps it was the change of the seasons.
Yeah, that can make people go a bit weird.
I'm just a rat. I just want to drag everyone down to my level.
That was creepy. You're just a rat.
I'm just a rat feeding a hamster. That's my version of I'm just a girl. I'm just a rat feeding a hamster. Anyway, enjoy this week's podcast. If it sparks off anything in your imagination, you can email john@absoluteradio.co.uk if it is clean and safe to do so.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So good morning, it's Absolute Radio, I'm John Richardson, and this is Spinal Tap's Kerry Godliman.
Hello, really glad you
stick
kept
with
that
it.
Title. Yeah.
Yeah, you liked it, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, well, always, forever and ever.
Even when Spinal Tap 3 comes out and I'm the lead and you're not in it, I'm going to keep doing it. And then it's going to look sarcastic. People are going to go,
yeah, it's already
idiot.
Tipping into sarcasm, actually. We're already nearly there. Totally.
Spinal Tap's Kerry Godliman fumes at supposed mockery by radio show co-host.
I like
that's the
it. That's a headline. I'd read the rest of the article about.
You're clickbait now. You won't believe what Kerry Godliman had to say on Absolute Radio this morning.
You really know how to work the algorithms, don't you?
Absolutely. Last week you weren't here.
No.
We'll talk about what happened last week shortly, but we always start with a little recap for those of you who couldn't be here previously on the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio. Somebody said this.
John,
oh,
look you in the eye this morning. What a nasty little man.
Oh, you liked that, didn't you?
Yeah,
nice
I liked
laugh.
That.
Anyway, what happened last week as well?
Mm-hmm.
One of my highlights, we've been doing the show over a year now. I wait until right at the end of the show to reveal that it had been my birthday this week. And
why do that,
knew.
John?
Because
why are
I'm
you trapping people into hurting you?
Well, play Angela's clip again, Will, so Kerry can understand.
John,
oh,
I look you in the eye this morning. What a nasty little man.
I'm a nasty little man. Nasty little man. What better gift than the people you work with feeling bad about themselves for the rest of the weekend?
Oh, John.
You've got a real opportunity when you broadcast on a Saturday morning to ruin people's weekend.
What? Hang on, did
early.
It though? I mean, what was the reaction?
No, I don't think so. I think they were fine with it.
So you didn't set out what you set out to achieve?
They felt bad for me, but...
Did they?
No, all right. Okay. Anyway, John got in touch during the week with a fact about the day itself.
Okay.
Hi, John. A belated happy birthday for last week, although you only mentioned it right at the end of your show. Since you share a 26-9 birthday with my son, I happen to know that this is also the 269th day of the year. It's the only day that has this intersection. Kind regards, John Mizen.
Oh, whoa. 43 years I could have been banging that fact out.
I zoned that out. Is... What does it mean?
My birthday is the 26th of September.
Yeah.
Was. Thanks for your message, by the way. Oh, no, you didn't. 26th of September, 269.
Yeah.
And it's the 269th day of the year.
Oh, God. 269. This is sums, isn't it? Sums. Oh,
it's fun. It's maths fun.
No. That's an oxymoron. What was I going to say? I was going to say something really good to you then about your birthday. I've worked out why you're smug, because you're September. You're a September birthday.
Yes.
And that's the smug people, because you're old in the school year, aren't you? So all through school, you were like, oh, I'm a year older than you.
Yeah.
And that's why you are the way you are, because of Septemberness.
So it's not my fault, really. It's my parents' fault. Poetry is a long-standing friend of the show.
Yes.
Sometimes against the will of the listener. But Pauline sent us a little happy birthday poem this week, and here it is.
Hi, John. I'm sorry everyone forgot your birthday last week. But I know the show likes a poem, so here's a special birthday poem for you. I hope you've had a nice birthday. Now you've turned 43. You've done a lot, no time to stop. Adopted a hamster, but not a tarantula. Been a dead weight for Angela. An evil teacher in Manchester. Reported a cow. Popped up on Inside Number 9 somehow. You've been a smurf that's grouchy and done lots for charity. You've achieved a lot of good stuff this year. Now it's time to work for De Beers. Cheers, hope you like it. From Pauline.
There's some tenuous rhyming in there, isn't there?
I tell you what, someone goes to the effort of writing you a birthday poem. The face Spinal Tap's Kerry Godliman pulled when you dropped birthday.
Yeah, I mean, straight out birthday 20. You can't, those aren't rhymes that fly. I like tarantula, Angela. I like that. That
but
couplet.
You hated the rest of it. Spinal Tap's Kerry Godliman
were just some
slams listeners'
tenuous
efforts.
Rhyming. That's all.
Absolutely. Check that on your news feed now. Movie star slams well-meaning listener live on the radio. You won't believe
I did
what
like
Kerry
bits
Godliman
of it.
Did.
I like bits of it.
Okay. Thank you, Pauline, for bits of your poem that you sent to me.
Did you like it, John?
I loved it because it was about me and it was lots of callbacks. And that's what I like, a neat end. So, Kerry, we've not seen each other for a while.
Yeah, it's a few weeks.
It's a few weeks. Last time you were here, I asked you if you'd licked Stonehenge, and that led to the slight soiling of our email feed for quite a while.
Oh, I'll bet that lingered.
That kicked off. But I think Will's had a good old clean now. He's had to change his email address and his home address, oddly. That got leaked. Lots of people licking his doorbell. What have you been up to since I saw you last, Kerry?
Oh, what have I been up to? I took my firstborn child off to college in mid-September.
You were nervous about it. We spoke about it.
I was nervous about it.
It
was a really... it's emotional, isn't it? It's emotional.
It is.
You've got this coming, John. It's emotional.
I'm keeping her out of the uni game. I'm going full Keir Starmer. A gold standard apprenticeship will suffice. Thank you very much.
Oh, is that the road you're going down?
You must learn a trade.
Get her into welding.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I just want her doing stuff around the house. I don't even want her working for other people. Daddy will keep you in employment. I'll pay you to get spiders out of the bathroom.
You can't do that. That's a different level of nepo, baby. Just getting your own kid to clear out the spiders.
Yeah, she's basically, she doesn't realise it yet, but she's my PA.
Yeah.
That's what she is.
Right, yeah. Okay. Fair enough, yes. So, yeah, I took my daughter off to college. She's gone off to drama school. I miss her.
She'll be using your name then. Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Well, you'll be speaking for parents all over the land now who've had a similar experience over the last few weeks. I'm not good at conveying emotion. So
no,
tell
I
me,
know it's a challenge.
How does it feel?
Feelings, all kinds
Are you
of feelings.
Okay?
Emotion.
Are you okay?
Look at you in character as a compassionate person. Go on, do it again. Let's role play you caring.
So, Kerry, I mean, obviously you've... you know, you've lived together for 18 years now, yeah. And now she doesn't need you anymore. She probably, on one level, doesn't want you anymore. How does that feel?
She does need me. Hang on, I'm bankrolling her. She does need me. She does need and want me, John. She
yeah,
does.
Good. Well, it's a big welcome back to you and a big life change. Do you think, does it make you appreciate the sort of timelessness of our friendship more?
Yeah, it has. Now that we're into the autumn of our friendship.
Yeah.
Which has coincided with autumn.
Oh, has it?
Yeah,
I didn't realise. I've known you longer than you've known your daughter, and I've stayed with
you.
She's left. I'm still here. Stuck. I mean,
you're right, actually. You're right.
Yeah.
You're here through all of
it. You're welcome.
All the ups and downs.
Now, I just have to say as well, on the subject of friendship, last week, Will, you were on holiday. Welcome back. Now, Angela made some, in my opinion, fairly off-colour remarks about what you were getting up to on your holiday. I believe the phrase drunken chimp was bandied around.
A bit rude, isn't it?
It's horrific. And obviously Angela's not here this week while she completes mandatory Compassion in the Workplace training before she's allowed to return. It's been pointed out to me by some listeners that the shocked gasp I made when Angela said that about you did sound a bit like laughter, and it may have sounded like I endorsed those opinions. And actually, the tapping of the keyboard as I immediately reported Angela to my line manager may have sounded like a sort of almost chuckling, an almost troll-like giggle. And I want you to know completely honestly that I have your back. I was appalled by Angela's...
this is embarrassing for all of us, John. This
I was appalled by Angela's comments.
This grovelling, it's not comfortable with it. Go on.
All right. Welcome back, Chimpy. Hope you've had a good time. You've not picked up any tan at all.
He likes it,
isn't
it,
babe? The whole week. So Saturday smugness coming up on Absolute Radio. Last week there was a certain smugness in the air as Angela and I both discussed that we'd passed our driving tests first time with two minors.
So Kerry, did I? Yeah.
Did you?
First time, age 17. With a driving school called Impact.
Wow.
Not the best name for a driving school.
Very bold.
Very bold.
How many minors?
What does that mean? I don't even remember that. This was so long ago, John.
Was it before minors?
Yeah, it might be.
When you want to indicate, just pull the horse's reins slightly to the right.
You didn't have to do a seated exam, which apparently you do have to do now, don't you?
You stood up in the car. What were you driving, a tank?
No, but now you have to do the actual highway code as a sat exam.
Oh, the theory test.
The theory test. You
didn't
have to
do
that.
Theory.
Didn't have to do it.
Oh, okay.
You just had to not crash.
Will, can you make a note to do a special theory test quiz for Kerry next time that she's in so I can prove that
I've been on lots of
invalid
speed awareness workshops over the years.
Okay, so just some of it didn't sink in. Anyway, off the back of that, a lot of people... it wasn't so much that as me saying that if you fail three times, you shouldn't be allowed to drive ever. That seems to have stirred some reaction.
Yeah, it will.
But more importantly, some people have been in touch with funny things that happened to them on their driving tests. I think you've got some there, have you?
Yeah, we've got one from Tom. He said, a friend of mine at college pulled up at a junction and said, all right, your side, mate, to the examiner. I like that. Why not make use of the person sat on the other side?
I think that's... And what better qualified person to tell you whether it is
absolutely.
All right than someone whose job it is to tell you whether it's all right.
Yeah.
Dan says, British driving exams seem impossibly hard. In the USA, my driving test was three right turns around the same block and then I had to back into a parking space and that was it.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Bonkers. That's because America, they got space to just give you a massive car and then make the roads five times wider than they need to be.
Yeah, that's true. It is different there. In many ways.
That was a very politically astute pause. Yeah, I'll tell you what, America is...
It's different. Very much wider roads, you're
right.
To
us.
Huge roads. And you get in trouble if you try and cross them on foot. Jaywalking.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm walking here. You've got to say it. Any more funny driving
tests? Yeah, Sammy said a road worker stepped out from some cones during his test, so I did an emergency brake. Apparently, I'd done everything perfectly and would have still passed my test, but then I called the guy a word you can't say on the radio, which is apparently road rage and a major fail.
Oh,
I don't see why.
You can't give people a major fail for road rage,
can
you?
Really? There should be an extra
at best.
Extra points for effective creative road rage.
I guess if you're doing it in the test, it is an indication that, you know, if that's when you're on your best behaviour.
Yeah, fair enough. But a good emergency stop is, you know, executed well is something to be celebrated, isn't it?
I think I've talked myself round, and I think that was the right thing. Richard says, I passed my test third time and fourth time. I failed twice when I was 17 in London, went to Sydney for 15 months, came back and passed in London without taking any lessons. So Aussie driving licence, London driving licence.
They might have different highway codes, different signage, different indicators, wheels, all the things in a car.
They only drive utes.
Right, yeah, I know that from Neighbours. I remember that when watching Neighbours growing up.
I'd like you to go down to Yabby Creek and back without hitting any galahs. That's what the driving test is in Australia.
Or I'll dob you in to Nim.
Right, let's hear from Leanne.
Leanne said, I failed my driving test the first time because in a blind panic, when the examiner asked me where the windscreen wipers were, and after I thought he asked me where they were, I did the action of them with my hands for about 20 seconds while he just stared at me. I don't know what the problem is there.
I think Leanne thought that he'd asked what the windscreen wipers were rather than where they were.
I see.
So where are the wipers would be a legitimate question. What are windscreen wipers?
She did a lovely mime.
Well, I mean, keep those coming in. I stand by what I said. There's just people on the road who don't need to be there.
I love the indignant fact, you can't do it on the radio, but it's a face that you're pulling. Like, you know, if I'm wrong, you know, talk me around.
Talk me around.
Am I right?
Text me. I'm practicing for a different radio career. You know, when things go south a bit and I'm on at 3 o'clock in the morning begging for interaction. I honestly believe that minors should be majors. And if you can't execute a driving test perfectly, you are a threat to society. Email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Listen, we all know what's going on across the country now. Radio DJs are getting deflected glory by passing on messages to people who cannot be bothered to contact family members themselves. Oh, happy birthday, Nana Joyce. Go and visit her, right? Stop getting Ken Bruce to do your dirty work for you. Anyway, we don't do that
here. Good point. Very good point.
We have one dedication a week, but it's not a nice one. You can be nice at the beginning if you like, but I will judge you on the ending. This week it comes from Joe.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I'd like to give a shout out to my partner, Andy. Andy, you're my rock. You're kind, funny, generous, and an all-round good guy. I love you very much, but the snoring, it's relentless and so annoying. Now, you may be thinking, John, snoring, that's nothing new. Loads of people snore, but Andy is unique. He snores when he's awake, and it drives me mad. When I hear him, I look at him with understandable disdain, and he looks back at me like a puppy that's been kicked and says, "What? You know what you're doing, Andy. Just stop it, please." Your loving other half, Joe.
Whoa. How do you do that? Snore while awake?
It does seem like some sort of issue that needs resolving.
Yeah.
Some sort of blocked pipe.
Yes. Is that standing up and walking about and going about his life, snoring, or lying down sort of before you've gone to sleep or waking up? Is it horizontal snoring or vertical snoring?
No, I think he's vertical snoring. I think he's sat watching telly. Just
vertical snoring is medical. You need to get down the doctors.
Yeah, I particularly like, you know what you're doing, Andy. What, breathing? Stop it.
Oh, you're constantly at it. Breathing in and breathing out.
Are you a snorer, Kerry?
I might occasionally, but my husband is a snorer and it does drive me mad. And then he occasionally says, "But you do it." And I'm like, we have a problem. He's a heavier sleeper. I'm quite a light sleeper. I'm a bit Princess and the Pea. So I'm sort of, you know, in very light sleep. So easy to wake up with weird noises.
Well, we'll get on to whether you detect his pee in the bed on another show, I suspect. This is for you, Andy. Please stop breathing. It irritates Joe.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday. It's John Richardson and Kerry Godliman here on Absolute Radio with the drunk chimp, a.k.a. producer Will.
Oh, Will.
Angela's words, not mine.
No, Will likes spinach.
Oh, you started it and this is what you get. You called him chimpy. This is what you get.
Oh, gave Leaf spinach yesterday as well. I haven't got a leg to stand on. It's her favourite.
She likes that, doesn't she? You like
She does like
that.
It.
I'm worried about
what,
that.
What am I supposed to say? She does like it.
Eat your spinach. You speak more warmly to that rodent than you do to most of the people listening.
Because she hasn't done anything wrong. Now, this is my time to be mean to you, not your time to be mine to me. We've had a lovely time all getting on with each other, and it's time it stopped.
Let's put a stop to it.
So this is my warm-up for being rude to somebody who's smug in the listenership this week. And I just have a little, you're like my stretch off. So you tell me something you've achieved this week, and I'm dismissive of it.
Okay. This week I was awarded a fellowship from a college, the City Lit College in London, where I've done many courses, but it just so happened I did a stand-up comedy course many years ago, and they awarded me a fellowship. Look at your little confused, furrowed brow. I got a certificate, and I was given an evening. And
you did a stand-up comedy course?
Yeah, many years ago, before I knew you, John.
At this place?
At this college called the City Lit in London. And I always, when people say, how did you start out? I always say, I did a course at the City Lit. Anyway, they awarded me a fellowship.
And what does that mean? Is that like a fake degree where
it's
you
not
turn
a fake
up
degree.
And pretend you've done
It's not
work?
A fake degree. I don't know what it means, but it was an honour.
You don't even know what it means?
I got a certificate. I go on an alumni thing. I go on the website. They've got some illustrious fellows.
Are you on the website now?
City Lit London. And they've got some very impressive people that they've given fellowships to.
Right, let me have a look and see if you're on the website.
I bet
me. Okay, there's the big banner image there. That's not you.
What?
Let's go down to the big pictures on the tabs. Courses inspired by nature.
You put my That's name in the doodah.
No, I've just put the website on. If they're really proud of you, I shouldn't
have to
search
for you
directly.
Well, you go into the fellowships bit.
Go into the fellowships bit. I want you on the... You're headline news. Your Spinal Tap's Kerry Godliman. I mean, unless they're ashamed of you.
There it is. It's there. Will's found it.
Have you gone on to fellowships, though?
What have you gone on to, Will?
I have gone on to the fellowships.
That's the most recent blog post. You'd think that would be City Lit is proud to welcome
It's Kerry very
Godliman.
Recent. It's very,
it's very recent.
Recent.
Do you know what their most recent blog post is? Is AI the enemy of creativity? Not mentioned. Events. Come and meet Kerry Godliman. Is that the... No.
That'll be it. Let's That'll see. Be it.
No,
Come and meet most... Kerry Godliman.
No, well, unless you're under the banner of the Mental Wealth Festival.
That sounds about right.
I think they are ashamed of you, Kerry.
No, I'm there. Will found it on the website. They gave me a certificate and everything, and I had an evening.
You had your own evening?
I had my own evening.
Okay. Oh, well,
it was lovely.
Quite nice, then.
I feel smug about it, and there's nothing you can say that can take that feeling away.
No?
No.
Not even
nothing.
If I were to express shock that you'd done a stand-up comedy course.
Why? Why?
Well, why haven't you used what you learned?
Oh. You're on extremely thin ice. Extremely thin ice.
Now, it's something slightly different. Chris has been in touch, right? But it's not something he's smug about. He spotted something in the world that he thinks is a bit smug, and he wants me to have a go at bringing it down. So I'm using my skills for the listenership. That's what I'm here for. Somebody says, this is smug, what do you think? I think I'm going to be all right. If it's someone in the media, I think they've brought it on themselves, right?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, being a sort of in the media means you have to be a bit smug. Isn't that part of it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the worry for me is that I'm so sort of liked and respected in the industry.
Really?
I'm
sort of really?
So close personal friends with so many of some of this country's best loved stars that I wouldn't want to jeopardise that for the sake of this show.
Go on then. Do it anyway. Go on.
All right. Who are you going to go for? Is.
Hi, John. I know people normally get in touch with what they're smug about, but this week I've seen some ridiculous smuggery in the world of music that I feel you need to deal with. It comes from Ed Sheeran. He posted on his socials pretending he couldn't believe he'd cut yet another number one album. I find that hard to believe. He needs to be brought down a peg or two. Look forward to your response. Thanks, Chris.
This is the most British phrase. He needs to be brought down a peg or two.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about this? Obviously, Absolute Radio is where real music matters.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to jeopardise the station's ethos. I think, do I stand alone from Absolute Radio for the purposes of this bit?
It's not the smugger, it's the showing off, not the music that you're having
But we don't want, if I go in really hard and Ed Sheeran withdraws his entire back catalogue from the Absolute Radio family.
He's pretty laid back, isn't he? He's pretty chilled out. He's not going to withdraw his entire back catalogue.
Right, let's do him then. Do you want to join in?
I've got more umbrage with his sleeve tattoo, if I'm honest, than his smuggery.
What don't you like about it?
It's just too much. You can't see his watch. His watch has been disguised in the tats.
What time is it? Oh, it's Heinz Baked Beans. No. That's my tattoo.
Yeah, it is a smug picture. It is a smug picture, I'll give you that.
The picture is particularly... It's one of those pictures on the social media message that is taken by somebody else designed to look like, oh, you've just caught me.
Yeah, I'm just kind
reflecting
of...
on how...
I'm just daydreaming goddamn, and chilling and...
Just thinking about how goddamn grateful I am for you guys.
Hashtag blessed.
9th UK number one album, 15 years into my career. This isn't a given at all. I'm so, so grateful it's for all the love and support from my fan base. Oh. Thank you for always.
Best fans.
Kiss.
Best fans.
Yeah, it's you guys have done it. It's you guys have done it, really. This is your number one. I mean, it's not. I'm getting the royalties and the awards. But you guys...
And it isn't a given. He's right.
Also, how funny would it be if the 10th album didn't get to number one? Do you not think? Nine UK number one albums.
What's he fiddling about with there? Is that a sandwich box?
It does look like a sandwich box, yeah, in the back of a cab. And he's not wearing his seatbelt, so he's going to jail.
He's stationary. He's not moving.
Well, it's a picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's not blurry in the background, is it? Yeah, I know when things are moving, they're blurred.
You won't believe that Spinal Tap's Kerry Godleman doesn't know the difference between a picture and a film. okay, well, it is smug, isn't it? His albums are all like math symbols, aren't they? Like plus, divide. Presumably he's run out now and he's just like spelled out boobies on a calculator.
Like Adele, where she's got her ages.
Yeah, his are like plus, minus, divide, subtract, square root, close bracket, I think is the next one. Is roughly equals to, I think, is the name of his new album. That sort of squiggly equals sign.
God. How do you ask for it in the shops? How do you go in? If you're in olden times and you had to go into the shops, our price, how would you ask? Oh, I have that squiggly line pied.
Yeah. You've got him there.
I don't understand
You're doing well, but you wouldn't have done very well in the days of our price, would you? Sitting on your millions now, but it's ill-gotten.
That's
how you
do
it the way madness did it. It is smug. It needs bringing down. We can only hope that the 10th album flops. Is that the view of Absolute Radio?
I wouldn't
go
that far, John. I think that's too much. It's too mean.
We can only hope that the 10th album...
Humbles you. That's what they used to say. It humbles you. Yeah. I wish humbleness for you, Ed.
I just want a tweet when the 10th album comes out of him in the back of a cab staring down the lens saying, what happened to the support, guys? Yeah? I can't even afford to pay this cab to move. I've been sat here 3 years. So I didn't mention this in smugness because it's impossible to say it without it sounding unbearably smug, but I've got two paddle events coming up this week.
What is paddle? I don't even understand it.
Paddle is, you know, when you're walking down, you know, when you're walking down the street and outside a pub, you've got all these frustrated accountants and solicitors and you think, well, where are they getting rid of all the tension that they carry?
Right.
Well, they're doing it on the paddle court.
But what is it? Like tennis?
It's like a cross between tennis and squash.
Oh, is that like pickleball?
It's exactly like
pickleball. Oh, it's a different word for pickleball.
Do you like pickleball?
I've heard of it. I don't have any strong opinions on it. I know it's quite a big thing.
Once you play, that's it, you're in.
So is that fast tennis?
Yeah, it's tennis, but with like a big fat table tennis bat instead of a racket with holes
in it. So it's a cross between ping pong and tennis. You're like a big person on a ping pong
it's like,
table,
yeah,
but on the floor.
It's Sabutio tennis, and you're one of the little footballers.
Got it.
It
makes you feel like a giant.
I do. Yeah, it does make you feel big.
Great.
And it makes a good noise because you're sort of enclosed in, so when you hit it, it goes boom.
Oh, that's pleasing.
I feel like a god of war.
Is it a bit dangerous? Could it hit you on the head and cause a nasty bruise?
It could, actually.
So
it's basically it's a blood sport, is what it is.
Great.
It's basically boxing, but with more
with
skill.
With a tiny ball. It's like Quidditch.
Anyway, I only mentioned it once. I played once, really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Then got invited to two tournaments. Now, I'm aware that as far as middle-aged comedians who are advocates of paddle, Jason Manford has got it sort of taped up.
He's set up
his own paddle company.
Of course he has.
He's got a foundation to get kids into paddle. He's well into it. Like he's big. He'll go on holiday and he'll join three people he doesn't know on a paddle court at 6 a.m. to play paddle.
That's obsessive. That's obsessive paddle appreciation. It's too much.
Because he's done it first. If I say it now, it just looks like I'm trying to do what he does. Which wouldn't be a problem in itself if I hadn't also gone into Waterloo Road a series after him, if I hadn't joined Absolute after him, and if I hadn't done 8 out of 10 cats
after him. I see a pattern,
It's, you know, I just mentioned it offhand last week. Anyway, words got back to Jason, I think, that I am slowly stalking his career, and he mentioned us on his show last week. So this is him and Steve Edge, who I also worked with on a show years ago, and I did ask if he wanted to be like a double act like pals, but he didn't. Anyway, here's them chatting last week.
Steve, you know who I'm getting a bit worried about?
What?
John Richardson.
What about him? What are you worried about?
I think he's following me.
Do you know what? I thought this the other day, actually.
Yeah.
I saw him on The One Show talking about he's in Waterloo Road.
Waterloo Road, yeah.
Which you were in.
Yeah.
Didn't he follow you on 8 out of 10 Cats?
He was the captain after I left, yeah.
And he's on Absolute Radio.
He's on here. Yeah. What's going on? What's he... Do you think he looks up to me? If there's any listeners who do the double whammy and listen to both our shows, just do a little bit of spying for us.
Oh.
So he's calling people out. He wants moles in our show.
Do you think he's right, though? Are you following him?
Listen, I can't make this clear enough. I will take whatever I'm offered.
Okay. And it just so happens to be everything
so
Jason's
happens.
Done.
It's things that he doesn't want to do anymore.
Right,
and that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. All I'm saying is if he doesn't finish his dinner and I'm hungry, I'll eat it. And that's just about reducing food waste.
Who wouldn't, John?
Who wouldn't?
Exactly.
It's a climate crisis. We've all got to reduce portion sizes and not throw away food.
Yeah.
Now, if I turn up at his house and go through his bins,
over
is that too far?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that reducing food waste? Yeah, probably. Anyway, if people are listening now, I consider those our listeners. All I would say is why not email Jason and say, actually, this will freak him out. So actually, I didn't used to listen to John's show, but I did on your request. It's actually really good. And I've emailed the bosses to see if he wants to do Sundays as well.
Nice move.
So a bit of a twist this week. Obviously, I rely on my bobbies on the beat. That's you guys to grass people up. Usually we get a lot of podcast stuff. We get a lot of sport where people are filling. We've got a lot to say. This is something new. And I fully, fully endorse this message from Matt.
Hi, John. As much as it pains me to do this, I feel I have no choice but to report my own 12-year-old daughter to the literal police for committing her first literal offence. 2 days prior to her offence, we were on our way to her football match against Ireland when you aired the report of Colin Jackson's offence claiming that a runner was literally sleeping on the blocks. As I laughed along, the look of confusion on her face compelled me to explain at length the purpose of the literal police. Earlier this week, she and her mother were involved in a robust but civil discussion about my daughter's excessive use of her iPad. At the moment, my daughter, let's call her Lucy to protect her real name, said, "But Mum, I'm literally a teenager. I knew I had no choice. I had to report it. I await your judgment and sentencing." Yours sincerely, Matthew Mason.
This is fabulous.
It's wonderful. Oh. Just wonderful. Just the context. I can picture them in the car.
And you and him would be great mates.
Absolutely.
You need to get this guy in your paddle gang.
I think only fair that if she considers herself to be a teenager, she goes into jail until she becomes a teenager, and then she can say as much as she likes.
How long has she got till she is a teenager?
I don't know.
You didn't say her age.
It's less than a year, isn't it? So that's not making the papers.
Okay.
You know, that's fair punishment for a fair crime.
There might be robust feedback, robust but civil feedback.
Well, there will be, of course, an appeals process. So
but the law's the law.
I think for now she's got to go away.
Bears.
And we thank Officer Mason for his work. We have had another one, a bit more in our sphere. This one comes from Phil.
Hi, John. I wondered if you ever thought about what impact your literal police was having out there in the real world. I came across some possible evidence of this whilst listening to the BBC's coverage of the Ryder Cup this weekend. I believe it was Ian Carter who was commenting on the 15th hole that has the alias Mount Olympus, named because of the height that the green is above the fairway, apparently. Anyway, when the Beeb cut back to him, he commented that he had literally just climbed Mount Olympus. But then he had a wonderful exchange with himself where he self-corrected his own use of the word literally. It's clear that your message is getting out there, but it may still be worth an investigation. Keep up the good work. Phil.
Thanks, Phil. I haven't heard it. Let's have a listen.
Ian Carter, have you caught your breath?
Just about. Not only have we scaled the Mount Olympus, literally. Well, not literally, but in terms of the nickname of the hole.
Yes.
Lovely self-correction.
Yeah, just caught himself in time, didn't he?
That's the power you wield, John.
What I'd love to think that was actually, that was the time taken for someone to just give him a withering look at the side. I'd like to think maybe Rory McIlroy's caddy's just next to him and he's gone literally and the caddy's just gone, oh, really? Not literally, of course. Either way, Ian Carter walks free. Did you listen to the Ryder Cup?
Do you think I listened to the Ryder Cup?
Oh, instant rage. I quite enjoyed that.
It was a rage. Just genuine bewilderment.
There was a craze energy to that, I'm going to say. Do you think I have listened to the Ryder Cup?
Really, do you? Do you think
I come out of this studio, put the radio on and listen to people play golf?
Hang on, that's not what I sound like.
You want me to listen to a man watching another man hit a little ball into a hole in a park?
That is a fair description of what it is.
It was wonderful. And I'm pleased that Ian Carter and all those involved in the radio and TV coverage.
All the balls went in all the holes.
Not all of them.
No, that's the sport, I suppose.
If that had happened, it would have been a draw and they'd still be out there now throwing drinks at people and abusing their partners. But they're not. They... European balls went in the holes and the American balls did not go in the holes. And so, Rabu sucks to you.
Rabu.
If you spot a literal offence, maybe from a professional or your own child, the way you get in touch is john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
It's John Richardson, Kerry Godleman, and Chimpy here on Absolute Radio for your Saturday morning.
You can't do that while he's having a drink of water. He just nearly spluttered into the deck.
Well, he's just not got the dexterous control that you'd expect of a fully evolved human being. I've been on it today, Anna. And I've been mean.
You're all over it.
Who've had a pop at today? Manfred?
Me.
Sheeran?
Me.
Godleman?
Chimpy?
Parents? Yeah. I like that's sticking, by the way. See, that you actually think you're on his side, but what you've done there is you've made it a thing and you've joined in.
I like it. I think he likes it.
You're an enabler. Do you like it, Will? No?
He's smiling, okay. Though.
I know, but radio is, of course, an audio medium, and all the listeners there heard is the silence that says I'm fine with it. So it's that time of the week when we discuss some of the news that wasn't in the news that perhaps could or would or should have been in the news, make everyone feel a little bit better. Have you got a story this week, Kerry?
I have got a story. This resonated a bit with me. How much would you pay for your child's art? That's the question one Australian kindergarten posed to dozens of families this week when it asked them to stump up $3,000 for the pleasure of taking home a curated portfolio of their children's artwork.
Curated portfolio. Get
folders
over yourselves.
Included random blob and splodges alongside happy snaps of the would-be Picassos making creations only a parent could love. Would you pay for it? Would you pay for your kids' artwork?
I mean, this sounds more like a sort of ransom situation than...
I'd pay for a company to take it away.
Have you got lots now that your kids are fully grown?
Yeah, once your kids are fully grown, that's a lot of artwork, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boxes and boxes. Not curated portfolios. Just all of it.
There's a really good Bluey episode about how you word it to your kids that you're recycling the paper so that it can become other artworks for them to make and things like that.
Right.
Have you had to deal with that with your kids?
No, they don't. They haven't noticed me being in a bit of it. They don't care. They're on their iPads.
Yeah,
they're not bothered, really, are they? But I do feel a bit guilty. You're meant to select the really lovely stuff, aren't you? And then just, you know, bin the rest. You can't keep it all.
I try and keep the stuff that I think... Because obviously, ideally, they're just going to get better at art year on year. So what you don't want to do is keep binning it and then you just end up with something really good and you haven't got the stuff that is...
Working
you know, like
progress.
When they learn to talk and there's a thing that they can't say and you secretly hope... My daughter used to say a doo-doo instead of avocado. And I've never got over that she's learned to say it properly.
Yeah.
You just think, okay.
They become little family catchphrases, don't they? The
it's
funny
a bit
things.
Like that with art. She's going to learn one day that the head is not twice the size of the body. And her artwork is going to change forever in a way that I don't, you know, that
there
the torsos and arms aren't square.
But you only need one of those, don't you? You don't need hundreds and hundreds. But would you pay money for the good stuff, a curated portfolio?
Would I pay money for a curated portfolio? Well, if the choice was that or that the nursery incinerates it in front of my child, I don't think I'd pay $2,000.
That's a racket, isn't it?
That is a racket. Yeah. I used to have the other way where I thought, I mean, obviously every parent thinks this, but I thought my daughter was so cute and such good company.
Yeah.
I used to blow my mind they didn't thank me when I went to pick her up. You hear some people say, oh, some rollers, you just can't wait to get rid of him. I used to pick her up and think, I could have kept her and I've let you have her all day.
Aww,
making you
John.
Laugh and doing pictures for you and making biscuits.
That's
the
so
least
sweet.
I expect is a thank you. So I probably would pay for the artwork. But I imagine now you're getting, you've just said it, you've just been in it all now, aren't you?
Not
She's
all
off
of
to
it.
Uni, get it cleared out.
Yeah.
Get the what you're turning the bedroom into.
Gym.
Sounds like you've already got enough with your free degrees and your fellowships. Anyway, that's Spinal Tap's Kerry Godleman saying, bin your child's creativity.
Some of it.
It is worthless.
No, some of it.
I've got an exceptional quote coming up. I'm going to read you a quote in a minute. In fact, I'll give you the quote now, and then you've got the duration of the song to tell me who you think said this. Everything you see is true. We just enhance it a little bit and make it more magical. I want you to have a think about who said that. Do you know what I did this week? I Googled good news stories because they've been particularly bleak at the moment.
Yeah.
And I saw the brilliant comedian Laura Smith put a video out this week saying, I'm really struggling with the news, find it all very depressing. Here's what I think we should do about it. So I went online and I Googled good news stories. And the BBC has a bit that is just positive news stories.
Oh, good.
So I'll have a look there. They haven't put one on for about 10 days.
Oh, God.
That tells you everything you need to know. But there are loads of websites that just promote positive news.
I follow a few on social media.
The only one I saw that was worth talking about was a guy who dropped his phone in a river and someone found it 2.5 months later and it still works. Is that good news?
Wow, that's slim pickings, isn't it?
with everything
celebrate.
We're facing in the world?
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah. It still works.
Struggling to get excited about that.
So I gave you a quote earlier. Everything you see is true. We just enhance it a little bit and make it more magical. If I said to you it was Mike Forster...
I don't know who that is.
Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Mike Forster is the chief wormer of Great Britain.
Wormer?
Yep. Wormer.
What does that involve?
Well, luckily, it's not sorting out gut infestations.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's the World Worm Charming Championships.
Oh,
taking place
now
this
you've
week.
Got my attention.
Talked about stone skimming last week.
Yes.
Since you're not into... Angela only likes Formula One and you hate all sport, I thought I'd get your attention with the World Worm Charming Championships.
You've got my attention.
You get a little square of grass, 3 by 3 metres.
Got it.
And you've got to, you're not allowed to use water, and you're not allowed to dig, but you've got to coax as many worms up to the surface in your plot as you can, using whatever technique you like.
What, like music and poetry and some, fluting?
Yeah. Some people talk, some people play music. Mostly it's vibration. It's tapping.
Thumbing, gong
bath.
Get
a gong bath going. Get a gong bath. Chilled out worms that way. Yes. Really centered worms. Some people, what they do, they whack a garden fork into the soil and then they tap it. So they're home.
But you could end up skewering a worm.
You could skewer a worm. I think that's probably instant disqualification.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's definitely not the outcome you're after.
Or two worms. I'm not quite sure how it works.
When you split a worm in half.
Do you get two worms?
Do you? Is that true or worm myth?
I'm not going to find out. I think I'll get letters. I think, okay. You know, of all the awful things I've said today, if I said that
this is an easily Googleable query.
People turn up with French horns, recorders, pogo sticks and pitchforks. These are the tools they used.
All of them I'm on board with except the pogo sticks. That just seems like a different vibe.
Seems a bit harsh, doesn't it? That pogo sticking on their roof. They'd probably come up. It doesn't say whether you get any more points if the worm comes up just to say hello, or if it comes up to say, we saw pogo sticking on my house.
Pack it in!
Where do you think the home of World Worm Charming is?
I think it's in the Netherlands.
It's in Nantwich in Cheshire.
Oh, okay. There you go. I wonder why.
It's an achievable job. You could be at the 47th. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you could think of the jar you could keep all your worms in.
I like worms. It's because of gardening. They're like my friends.
Yeah, they're essential worms.
They're essential. They break the soil up. I need them.
Good soil management, set up in the 80s by Gordon Farr, deputy head teacher John Bailey and Mike Forster, now 74 years old, known affectionately as the chief wormer of Great Britain and the world.
Wow, that's quite a title, isn't it?
The quote is in there. I still don't quite understand where it's come from. It's a bit tagged on to the end of the article. It then says, everything you see is true. We just enhance it a little bit and make it more magical.
Yeah, I thought it was a kind of AI vibe, not a worm vibe.
It doesn't seem to fit with a guy who watches people coax worms out of grass in Nantwich.
No, but I like it. I think it's sort of enticing quote.
Yeah, it suggests that when you get asked, you don't have to talk about the thing you want to. You could just say something like that and it hooks people in.
Yeah, fair
Nothing
enough.
To do I'm going to start using quote, that quote. I'm going to start trying to take his title. I want to become the chief wormer of Great Britain and the world.
Don't take too much on, John. You've got paddling and you've got the hamster. And you've got other stuff.
If you say it, he will push the button, Kerry. You're not allowed to reference.
I wanted him to push the button.
Right,
push the button.
Get it. You're listening to Absolute Radio with news of Absolute Radio Live. It's our big stand-up comedy event. It's at the London Palladium. It's hosted by myself and Rock and Roll Football's Matt Ford. We ain't selling that out on our own. You need movie stars. That's what you need. That's why we've signed up Kerry Godliman.
Spinal Tap's Kerry Godliman, actually.
Spinal Tap's Kerry Godliman.
Thank you. Full title.
You will be joining us at the London Palladium.
I am joining.
Are you looking forward to it?
I am. How delightful. The Palladium. How illustrious.
You done the Palladium before?
Yeah.
Of course you have. Of course you have.
I've done the Royal Variety there.
Oh, have you? My liege. What an honour.
Oh, yes.
I hope you'll be treating myself and Matt Ford with the same sort of reverence that you showed to our royal family.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. You deserve that.
I'm going to introduce you and then sprint round to a box and watch you with one eyebrow raised.
Yeah, do that. I'd appreciate that.
Very good. Very good. Oh, I suspect she's done a course. Is there anything you can teach me as host that you learned on your stand-up comedy
course? Oh, it was so long ago, that course. Too long ago. Can't remember.
Was it?
Yeah, it was ages ago. 20-odd years ago.
Talk up the course, mate. I thought you were a fellow. Yeah.
It's just assimilated into my whole stand-up persona now. I can't remember the details.
I haven't seen you live for a long time. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Well, I am
Because I don't want to come and see the tour, because then I'd have to pay, wouldn't I, and sit through. How long are you doing? An hour?
You can come and see my tour show.
Are you doing two halves?
No, I do an hour.
Okay, straight through?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe
no one wants anyone for longer than an hour. That'll do. As a
Kerry Godliman gives shock marriage update.
It's stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy,
an
16th
hour is
of November.
My cut-off point.
Yeah, I think you're about right now. The Americans have brought that in, haven't they?
Yeah.
A special. Stop calling them specials and stop calling them seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You're walking here.
Can't even golf a hole into the ball or whatever the saying is. 16th of November. It's not just us and Kerry. It's James Acaster. It's Adam Hills. It's Tom Davis. It's Fatih El Ghori. It's Dinesh Nathan. Every penny raised will go to help Prostate Cancer UK. Tickets start from £42. Get a few mates together. Get on absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
What a lineup!
Thanks for coming back in.
Oh, it's been an absolute delight. I've had a lovely time.
Have you? I've been very spicy,
mean.
I think,
yeah,
this
mean.
Week. Yeah, I don't
I'd
know
go
what
for
it is.
Say to me.
I don't know if I've had too much spice in my diet or.
It's a change it's just, of the seasons. Everyone's in a right state.
It's the season.
I keep walking into spider webs.
Oh, yeah.
I just keep walking into them.
What, and like, just in the middle of the street or like.
In the street,
doors?
In the garden. They're it's, everywhere.
Do you know what? Because we had a lot of butterflies in the summer, and that was nice.
But yeah,
of course, butterflies are food for other things. So now you're getting all. We talked about this the other week. You're getting all the spiders.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I've got 100 ladybirds in my bathroom.
100.
I reckon there's 100 camped out in the. They go into the corners and they go to sleep and they don't move about. So I leave them there, and then one day I come back and they've all gone.
Hmm.
It's very odd. It happens every year, and they're sort of black ones with red dots.
Oh, interesting. Look them up.
Yeah, well, I don't want to in case it says something that I don't want to read.
No, I'm
at the
sure
moment,
they're lovely.
We just leave each other to it. They don't bother me. They
Perfect.
Face away when I'm showering.
Perfect
they all
arrangement.
They sort of move as one.
Do you not like bugs?
I don't want them in my house.
They're everywhere, mate. They're
glad
in your,
they exist.
They're in your flesh. Yeah, oh. It's true.
Why would you do that in the last link?
They're everywhere.
I was just about to ask you for a name for the podcast of this show, and now it's They're in Your Flesh.
Yeah, there you go. Bugs are in your flesh.
John Richards and Kerry Godleman, They're in Your Flesh. Wherever you get your podcasts this week. Are you on tour this week?
I am. I can't tell you where specifically. I've been to Swindon. I think I'm going to Edinburgh and Reading and York and Liverpool.
Double check that you are going to Edinburgh before you set off.
Oh, that's
a long
way to get it wrong.
It'd be an annoyance to get there and find out that you weren't supposed to be there. So I would say double check.
I'm going all over the place. I'll Google it.
See Kerry on tour. See me just at paddle courts up and down the land, or just outside Jason Manford's house. Podcast
you really should
is
leave him alone. Stop following him.
He just does such good stuff, and I want to do it. And I don't have any ideas of my own because I'm a nasty little troll. I'll be back next week being equally mean and poisonous. Chimpy, you're coming back next week.
Power craze, Chimpy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your company. Have a wonderful Saturday. It is, of course, Emil up next. Rock and roll football, Andy Bush's indie disco, classic rock party with Claire Sturgis. It's not a bad Saturday, is it? Enjoy yourselves. Good luck to Leeds at Tottenham. If you're buying a Leeds programme, guess who's in there? I am. Please don't send me hate mail. Bye!
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
There we go. That was this week's show. Thank you very much for downloading. There'll be another one next week. Of course, there will. If you want to tune in live, we're on Absolute Radio at 8 a.m. on the button. Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know when to speak. I don't know what
speak
to say.
Whenever you want.
Yeah, no, but you're in a flow. You were closing.
Listen, Kerry.
You were in a DJ flow.
I didn't want to come in and go,
hang on.
Off your chair for a reason. You're now allowed to move free. You've proved your worth. You can move freely around the studio and you can speak when you want. I don't get Will to fade
up
and down
now when
I want
you
to talk.
I don't
want to
break your rhythms. You've got a magical rhythm. And that had a kind of like you were driving to a punctuation moment. And I didn't want to spoil it.
In a different world, this podcast would have been called You've Got a Magical Rhythm. But sadly, we've gone for They're in Your Flesh. We'll be back next week with more. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.